I'm Karen Florin, and this is the Storyline Podcast. Today I'm here with The Day's publisher and president, Timothy Dwyer, to talk about our unique ownership model here at The Day and about our Bowden Wine Foundation, which is The Day's charitable arm. Welcome, Tim, and could you talk a little bit about how we are organized as a paper?
Thanks for inviting me. So we're a locally owned business, just like a lot of the other businesses that we cover and do business with us. We're owned by a trust, and we're governed by a will of the late publisher Bowden Wine. So almost every decision we make, we consult the will, because it's pretty much laid out in there. And a couple of things the will does is establish the trust that we use. That's a nonprofit that we use to donate our profits to the trust, and then they're distributed to the community. The other thing the will does is that it ensures that we're committed to excellence in journalism, and that makes us special as well. And that's why we have probably a little bit bigger newsroom than other papers our size, is because we exist to make sure that we practice great journalism. So there's a minimum amount we have to donate each year. That's $25,000. I think since the ownership model went into effect, we've donated more than $12 million to the community.
Are there actual people involved in this trust? I mean, it's really hard for people to comprehend this model.
No, there's a board of trustees that I meet with once a month. And there we actually have two shareholders who are left over from when Bowden Wines was still running the paper. They're descendants of people who used to lead the paper along with him. We have an annual meeting with the two shareholders in May, every May, where I make a report to the shareholders and the board. And so that's quite interesting. And that's how the company's runs, yes, with the board of trustees and that I report to, and I run the company and day to day.
So when people ask the question, who owns The Day, the answer really is that we're not corporate owned, we're not privately owned. We have this very unique ownership model where we're owned by a trust.
Right, it's very unique. In fact, when it created the trust, it went through the probate court and made it all the way to the Supreme Court, I believe, to confirm that we could have the ownership model. So that's why there's not another one like ours. There are similar ones and more similar ones in recent years. But we're not owned by a corporation. We're not part of any other company. You know, we're locally owned. We're a private business. But we try to be as transparent as we can about what we do. And it stipulates in the will that we have to make a minimum donation every year.
And as an employee, I've always been happy and impressed that Theodore Bowden Wine was thinking of employees of The Day as well as the public, right? Because there were certain times when you would get, you know, kind of grouchy about something, and you would say, okay, is that in accordance with Bowden Wine's requirement that The Day be a good employer?
Right, that's true. That's also part of the will, is that we treat employees very well. So I was at an event a couple weeks ago, and a member of the public who happened to be a subscriber asked me if I ever looked at the will, and I said I look at it all the time. As a matter of fact, I just looked at it the day before because a question had come up about something, and I looked at the will. I have a copy of it in my top desk drawer that I look at quite frequently.
In terms of the shareholders, do they actually get, do they take any profit out of The Day, and do they have votes as trustees, or what is their...
They're not trustees, they're shareholders. So no, they don't have votes. They own in the single digits of dividends, and the trust owns the rest of it. So if we declare a dividend, it's usually what we're going to donate to the trust. But they're very proud of their status as shareholders. They care deeply about the company. They're out in the community a lot and answering questions. So I try to stay in touch with them and let them know what's going on. And they're both wonderful people.
let's move on to the Bodenwine Foundation itself, which we've just reported this past week gave out $99,000 to various groups throughout the region in 2020 and 2021. Tim, how are the recipients selected, and how much money do we give each year, and how do we know how much we're going to give each year?
Well, usually we give whatever we donate to the trust. Over the years, when we've had really good years, sometimes we've given a lot of money and they haven't given that whole amount out, so they have a little bit of money. So in the lean years, like we only donated $25,000 last year, they had enough to just about match that they accumulated over the years. So various nonprofits in the region apply for grants and tell us what they're for. There's a committee that goes through all the applications. I'm not on the committee. The CFO, Nadine McBride, is on the committee. There's someone from the bank on the committee and a couple other people. Before the meeting, sometimes I'll say, like during the pandemic, let's take a hard look at the agencies that are helping people in need during the pandemic with food issues or housing and that sort of thing. So sometimes we can have a theme going in, but otherwise we look at it on a case by case. We don't give out really large individual grants. We try to give out as many grants as we can to as many nonprofits as possible. And then once we notify people, sometimes that happened in this past one business, and I forget which one it was, came back and said, we're not going to take the money this year. We don't need it. You know, sometimes that happens. So we have to wait after we actually make the decision to see if anyone says that. And it doesn't happen very often, but sometimes it does.
And I know that it's something that we're all very proud of to be employees here, that we actually donate a portion of profits to back into the community. Tim, I didn't ask you this ahead of time, and I wanted to bring it up because it's something that we're working on in the newsroom. Are we allowed to actually be recipients of philanthropic dollars?
Well, we did during COVID. We set up an account with the local media association, and we accepted donations to support the newsroom. A couple people didn't have the capability to donate online, so they sent us checks. We could accept the money, but they couldn't take the tax benefit from it. So it's really better to have a nonprofit. Some companies are creating nonprofits as part of their company, like in Philadelphia, at the Philadelphia Inquirer. There's the Lenfest Foundation, which sort of is an umbrella over the Inquirer, and they can they're a nonprofit. They support the Inquirer. Not wholly, but in some way. And there are a couple other papers. One is the St. Petersburg Times, or now it's not St. Petersburg now, it's Tampa Bay Times. They have one that's probably most similar to ours with Pointer. There are ways, and we're looking at it, to set up, we could set up a nonprofit of our own where people could donate to us directly and get the tax credit for it. But I think a lot of that is under the IRS rules, it's targeted towards specific coverage. So it'd be for investigative reporting or coverage of the arts or that sort of thing. So we've kind of been looking into that, but haven't pulled the trigger on anything yet.
Is there something about the will that prevents the day from being scooped up by a corporate paper or a corporation and helps us to maintain our independence?
There is a part of the will, which I'm not going to go into the details of, but it guarantees that we stay independent. There is one scenario where an opportunity could come about for us to put ourselves on the market, but it's a very specific trigger, and it's never happened, and I don't foresee it happening.
Does the Bodenwine will require the day to be published in any specific area geographically, and does it tie us to our home city, New London, in any way?
It does. There's a a clause in the will that says that the publisher's office must be in New London. There's another part to that answer as well, is that we've been editorially very strongly backing downtown New London, the historic part of the district. And so, you know, I can't foresee the day ever moving out of downtown New London, because we'd be going against our own editorial policy if we did.
Great. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Karen.
Theodore Bodenwine was the publisher of The Day from 1891 until his death in 1939, a span of almost 50 years. The week he died, flags over the state capitol in southeastern Connecticut flew at half-mast. At the time, the New Haven Register wrote, "The death of Theodore Bodenwine ends a strong link in a chain of Connecticut journalists that connects it with the day when copy was written in longhand and there was time to pause and consider well the words before it went down." The city manager of New London, where Bodenwine lived most of his life, said, "New London lost its foremost advocate of all that was best for New London."